Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 27, Repentance. Repentance is the act of changing one's mind. Webster defines the word as to feel sorry for or reproachful for what one has done or has not done. Webster also gives the definition as to feel such regret and dissatisfaction over some past action or intention as to change one's mind about it and to change one's ways. Repentance involves changing one's affections from earthly things to heavenly things. It involves turning to the living God from a God of self. It's looking unto Christ instead of looking unto another. Repentance requires the right attitude toward sin. This is godly sorrow. Repentance is the right attitude toward God. It's a return to God. Repentance is the right attitude toward self. The prodigal son came to himself. Repentance is the right attitude toward others. The Philippian jailer took Paul and Silas the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. Repentance is not just godly sorrow. Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, that godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. Repentance is not gloomy despair. When Judas sold his master for 30 pieces of silver, he was filled with gloom and despair, so much so that he committed suicide, but he did not repent. Repentance is not quitting a sin for a season. It is totally turning from that act of sin. It is a complete 180-degree turn. Repentance is not concealing sin. David tried to conceal his sin, but God exposed it. The story is told in Numbers chapter 32 and verse 23. And we even know about David's sin today. Concealing sin is like trying to cover up spilled seed in the edge of a field in order to hide it. The seed comes up and is exposed. Repentance must be followed by works, proving that change. In Acts chapter 19 and verse 19, the repentance was evidenced in the bringing of books valued at 50,000 pieces of silver and burning them before all men. This let all men know of the change. The Thessalonians showed their sincerity by turning from idols to serve the one true God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. Paul wrote the first letter to the Corinthians and included a scathing denunciation of their sinful deeds. However, part of the second letter to them was written commending them for turning from their vile way of living. A certain man had two sons, Jesus told us, and he said to one, "Go, work today in my vineyard." He answered, "I will not." But afterward he repented and went. This story is told in Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 and 29. Whatever this young man did, Jesus said he repented. Jesus called his actions repentance. The young man reflected over the matter. He came to know that he was wrong, realizing that he had sinned against his father. And having arrived at this conclusion, the young man faced about in an opposite direction and did according to his father's request. All people need to repent. All people sin. And as a result, all people need to turn from sin and return to righteousness. When Paul was speaking from Mars Hill to the Athenians and reasoning with them concerning the living God, he told them that in times past God had winked at such ignorance as the Athenians were then involved in. But now, he told them, they were commanded to repent everywhere. This story is told in Acts chapter 17, and reference is here made to verse 30 of that chapter. Unrighteous people need to repent. In Acts chapter 8, the story is told of a man who obeyed the gospel. He was baptized. But later, for the love of gold and popularity, he wanted to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit. At this time, it seemed apparent that Simon's heart was not sincere and pure. God, knowing the hearts of all men, and certainly knowing the heart of Simon on this occasion, directed Peter by the Holy Spirit to tell Simon to repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. That's Acts chapter 8, verse 22. Simon was not even directed to pray first. The thing that was first, and that was indispensable, was to repent, or change his attitude and desire. Simon was commanded to exercise proper sorrow for this act, and to abandon his plan or principle or action. And this lets us know today that all unrighteous men are exhorted to repent. This is their first work. They're not told to wait, to read, to pray, to receive an experience, to relate a revelation in the expectation that repentance will be given to them. None of these things. Such unrighteous beings are to repent, to change their affection, and to turn to the living God. Then prayer will be acceptable. Then, and only when man repents, will God hear and answer. When man comes, loving his sins and resolving to continue practicing them, God will not hear him. John chapter 9, verse 31. Also 1 Peter 3, verse 12. There's a great blessing in repentance. For the one who has never been baptized into Christ, turning to the living God is the initial step of his response to the love of God, which he has heard and believed by hearing of the life of Jesus Christ, the Savior of man. For those who have, like Simon, been directed by the love of power and the love of the world, it's that initial act that leads one to be restored to his former relationship with the Father. When man sins, he must either repent or perish. It's just that simple. It's an either-or proposition. Man must face judgment, and that's the reason God has commanded all men everywhere to repent. God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. The goodness of God should lead all men to repentance. The Apostle Peter, in writing his second letter, chapter 3, verse 9, stated that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is the goodness of God. This is the love of God. Repentance is a change of our affection, a turning to God. Leaving Satan and serving the Savior causes one to avoid destruction. Christ said, and Luke wrote it down in chapter 13 and verse 3 of his account of the gospel of Christ, I tell you nay, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. It is bad to sin, but it's even worse to sin and not repent. Thank you for your call.